You're listening to the Ricky Long Podcast, where international fitness entrepreneur Ricky Long answers your questions and interviews fitness leaders on training, nutrition, and mindset. Ricky is a fitness industry expert, having been helping people achieve their fitness goals since 2002. We talk everything fitness, business, and group exercise to help you on your fitness journey.
Hello, welcome to the Ricky Long Podcast. You can probably hear I'm saying this with a smile on my face because I know this episode sheerly because of the guest I have on it and the topics we're going to discuss will attract some new listeners to the Ricky Long Podcast, and perhaps some of you may have been listening to a podcast for the first time, or maybe it's your first time ever listening to a podcast, full stop. My name's Ricky Long, this is Ricky Long Podcast. It took me ages to think of the name for the Ricky Long Podcast, so we settled on the Ricky Long Podcast. I wonder how many times I want to say Ricky Long Podcast in this introduction. That might be the last time I say it in the Ricky Long Podcast, maybe not. Sir Dunford is on this episode of the Ricky Long Podcast. Sir Dunford is the head trainer of Les Mills UK, has been, oh, I've gone down a rabbit hole. How long has Sir been the head trainer? 2015, 2016? I should have just said for a few years now. Before that, Sir was on the Les Mills UK team as a trainer, presenter. She's been on numerous masterclasses or DVDs, depending how long you've been an instructor and which one of those words you recognize. In this episode, it was really good timing to get Sir onto this episode. In the UK, we're now starting to come out of lockdown. Gyms are starting to open, so it was recorded in the middle of April. Come the middle of May, that's when it's expected that studios will be open again for group exercise, restricted numbers depending on, you know, rules and size, and probably legislation still to be properly announced. It was really, really nice to have Sir on because we were able to talk about what the group fitness instructor can do now, what they can be excited about in the future, both in the industry and with Les Mills. We dive into Global Summit, the booking link. I wanted to put in the show notes, but the booking link for instructors to book Global Summit, it's only for instructors, so I cannot put that link in the show notes. If you are an instructor, you should have that link in your emails from the most recent editions of the Les Mills Insider, which is our weekly email for instructors only. So I do say that in the podcast, but I cannot put that link in the show notes, like I said, because it's for instructors only. If you're a participant, listen to this. Those masterclasses are how instructors learn and then instructors deliver to participants, whether that's in a class environment or online. And eventually those masterclasses do go on the Les Mills on demand. That's how it works. Don't shoot the messenger. That's just how it works. The other things we'll talk about is Les Mills qualification. This is something brand new which Les Mills are bringing out within the next 12 months. It's going to be, you know, launched, so to speak, at Global Summit and then starting to be rolled out from July. Now, that'll be different depending where you are in the world, but from the UK, it's going to start to roll out from July. Now, how that's going to look, Sir talks a lot about in this episode, so I'll let you listen to that. My personal opinion is from Les Mills qualification is it's going to be a really, really good thing because it allows you to take control over your personal and professional development journey as a fitness professional, as a Les Mills instructor. For example, if you just want to work on one specific thing for your instructor, you're now in control of doing that. You don't need to sit through 3 or 4 hours worth of content just to get to the bit that you need to improve on. You can actually, like, lucky dip, cherry pick what you want to work on. So when that's rolled out, what else is good about this episode? I asked her how many emails she gets as the head trainer of Les Mills UK, and she carefully avoided giving us an exact figure, which indicates to me it's in the hundreds of daily emails. Yeah, that would destroy me. So anyone who can cope with that volume of emails, I have a lot of time and respect for. Right, I'm going to let you go on to the episode. A shout out to all the podcast supporters. For those of you who are unsure what the Podcast Supporters Club is, basically, you help me by producing more episodes of the Ricky Long podcast. We have a private forum. Every podcast supporter gets a free Ricky Long podcast mug, and you also get all episodes of the Ricky Long podcast early. So for example, this is going live on Monday the 26th of April. The Podcast Supporters Club have had this episode since the Thursday beforehand, which would have been the 22nd of April, if my maths is correct. And you can choose how you support the Ricky Long podcast. There's a couple of supporters options in there. You can do like a monthly subscription of as little as £4 or as much as you want, actually. And like I said, all money raised from that goes back into the Ricky Long podcast. So far, we've only been doing this for 3 months now. All the money raised for that is sitting in my bank account. It's just sitting in a Monzo pot on its own. And what I plan to do, when things are safe to do so, we're going to invest in hiring a podcast facility, either in Glasgow or Edinburgh, say facility studio. And I'm going to, again, using that money raised, try and get some big names to come onto the podcast, and we can record with, you know, just sensational equipment and sound quality to give real value. So I've got a couple of authors of books I highly respect, got some Instagram influencers and some real big like fitness personalities who I'm trying to get on. They've basically said yes, we just need to get times and dates all organized when it's safe and ready to do so, once everybody's had their jag and their vaccination and we can move and we can hug and lick each other, maybe not lick each other, but you get what I mean. Also, I'm you know, really aware this podcast is going to have new listeners and new ears. It's going into Les Mills Insider. There's going to be a lot of Les Mills instructors out there. When it comes to teaching your classes when the studio's open again in the middle of May, is just be really, really fun and cool about it. Do not stress about your choreography or your perfect technique or your coaching layers being in the right order. Just go and have the crack. Go and have the fun. You know, by all means, stick to the correct format. But if your format slips a little bit and you want to miss out a track just because you are all knackered in between tracks and you want to have a bit more crack, a bit more banter, please do it. Group exercise. It should be one of the most social experiences that a person does, you know, on a daily or a weekly basis. So let's make it that way. Nobody is going to be group fitness fit. Nobody has been doing group fitness classes this whole time. Yeah, we've been working out in the house. We've been doing Les Mills on demand. We've been doing hip-based workouts and devil's presses and handstand walks and all that fun stuff in our houses. When we come to do it in the studio, it's going to feel more exhausting and harder. So just appreciate that. It's going to feel that way for you, the instructor, and the participant as well. So fun first, fitness second. Yeah, rules are fun. Rules help control the fun. That's all I'm going to say. Right, I'm going to hand over to myself and Sarah, and hope you enjoy.
You're listening to the Ricky Long Podcast.
The podcast today is Sarah Durnford, who is a mum, a wife, and Les Mills UK head trainer. Sarah, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks, Ricky, and thanks for inviting me on. I'm looking forward to just chatting for the next however long we're going to chat for.
Tangents will come, I'm sure. The first question I normally ask people, because I always get nervous, it's the only bit of the podcast I get nervous about, is doing the introduction, because I don't want to like go on too long or say something incorrect. So I just normally ask people, who is Sarah?
Well, do you know what, you said a couple of words when you just introed me, because I always go to back to what's really important in my life and who do I share that with. And I'll go to, you know, I am a mum, I am a wife, I'm a friend, you know, it's so important to me. And I'm a daughter, so my relationship with my family, but I'm also a fitness professional. I'm a leader. I love to have fun in life and I love to share stuff with the people that I love. So yeah, I guess that's a really good start. And then I always think, okay, who is Sarah and what's Sarah all about? I just go back to, in regardless of what role I'm sitting in, I kind of just have a few key values that, you know, I always go back to. If you wanted to know who am I, who I try and hold myself accountable too, in how I interact and connect and communicate with other humans. And that's, you know, authenticity is really key to me, and integrity and kindness, and laughter and fun and learning. So I guess those things just, you know, sit at the forefront of my mind.
You said in there, obviously, you know, you're a fitness professional. People will know you from Les Mills UK, being a trainer presenter for many years and then going on to being a head trainer. A question I always ask people on the podcast is mental health. So what does exercise and mental health mean to you?
Yeah, do you know what? It's really huge in my life. And I guess it'd be easy to say that because, you know, I work with Les Mills and I'm in the fitness industry. But that's the reason why I'm in the fitness industry, is because it's an integral part of who I am, and it always has been. So moving physical health is a huge part of my mental health. And then my mental health comes back to always, you know, those that will know of me or know of me as a presenter trainer, body balance is key to me. And yoga has been a massive part of just how I live my life, and meditation, but it's also so that I can show up really well in my role as head trainer, and you know, working with a team of 60 other fitness professionals to make sure I can show up and be my best and be challenged as well. So yeah, it's a part of my daily routine, exercise and the mental health. Yeah, every single day, it's how I start my day.
I did wonder when we were going to jump onto this call, if you'd still be in the house or you'd be in the Les Mills UK office. Have you ventured in there since you've been allowed again?
Do you know what? We're actually not allowed. The government guidelines are still to work from home. Okay. So yeah, so we're not actually allowed to congregate in the office. Okay. We are holding out for May, and I think we're all super keen to get together. And as soon as we're allowed, we will be going, you know, having some meetings, getting together, having some human connection with teammates. Yeah.
There'll be cobwebs all over the place.
I know. I think the cleaners have still been going in and keeping it clean.
Coming out of the last 12, 18 months, what are you most proud of Les Mills UK has done for instructors in the last 12 months, 18 months through the pandemic?
Yeah. Do you know what? I know this question is because it's been one of the most challenging periods in the fitness industry. And I think group exercise instructors sit at the top of the list with that, how tough it's been. And I just reflect back on what we've done in the last year and a half. And I guess what I'm really proud of is that we've really tried to stay focused to stick with what our value proposition is for instructors, which is really trying to help our instructors achieve greatness. And you think, well, okay, we can't fix the problem of the pandemic. We can't provide teaching opportunities for every single instructor, but what we can do is continue to educate, create opportunities to upskill, provide content that they can use to live stream. So I think all of this stuff that we've been doing, how do we keep them connected and feeling a sense of community? Because just that thing of being remote, and I know for me, that's been really hard, you know, used to connecting people on a physical level. So, you know, what I'm really proud of is I'm so proud of the education and everything we've shifted into online, all of the digital stuff we're providing, but also that community and connection. And the trainers, presenters have been a massive part of that as well. You know, jumping in and getting involved to support instructors and then provide them with stuff that they can do during this pandemic rather than that focus of what I can't do. And I think that, you know, and supporting that thought process and mindset too.
I think that was one of the biggest things I said last year, focus on what you can do rather than what you can't do.
Yeah.
One of the things Les Mills did really well, whether it was Les Mills or Les Mills UK, it was obviously both. But how fast they moved to get music where people can stream online. Because I always roll my eyes when I see it break out in social media about the music licensing arguments, because Les Mills and the fitness industry get the blame for it.
Mm. And it's got nothing to do with us.
Yeah, it's on levels of literature and legislation, which I don't understand. It's all to do with the governments and all that, and for governments and music artists and all that to protect them, and how Les Mills just moved so fast. Because if you actually looked, I'm thinking, I think it was Body Pump 111 or 112. It's the one where they're in the mountains. I know they're going back there now. When they had the music, the original music they had for that, and then they just picked up new music and set it on top. That's not an easy thing to do. And that was just one track, one program.
Yeah. No, do you know, I think we surprised ourselves at Les Mills as well about actually how quick we can do some stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, what's always been so key to us is the quality. You know, the product and the quality, we're so passionate about that. And I guess we surprised ourselves that, okay, it might not be perfect what we're producing, but it's what our instructors and our customers need right now. So we just need to get on and do it. And there's no doubt, Ricky, that there was teams of people that were working, you know, overnight and 24 hours a day to get that stuff up and running as quick as we did. And there's so many learnings in that, you know, so many learnings and how we'll work as an organization going forwards too, which is really exciting, and doing some stuff differently.
Cheeky question, but it's my podcast, so I can't ask it. Have your amount of emails in your inbox gone up or down during the pandemic?
Do you know what's gone up is all the different forms of communication. Yeah. So I guess the inbox has always been busy, you know, but the inbox has got busier, and probably with different people, but then it's got busier via social media channels. You know, it's just been, and it's a bit like this, is peaks and troughs. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll have periods. So what I do try and do is when there is those quieter moments, is just to take a pause and a breather, because otherwise it's just like this, it's like just a roller coaster, you know, and the energy levels almost required to talk about mental health, the mental energy levels. Mm-hmm. It's almost, that's the really challenging thing, to stay on that and with that. And going back to, you know, so that you really feel you're able to respond to all of that from the best possible place. So it's been busier. Yeah, definitely busier. You take the peaks and troughs.
Everyone opens their laptop now and they'll see the same like couple of shortcuts at the top. You'll see Zoom, you'll see Teams, you'll see three different versions of BlueJeans, go to your webinar. Everyone's got their own in order. And then you leave a couple of them open at the once, and your laptop's just a mess of screens.
The nicest period, actually, for the first time in many years in the UK, we closed the offices over Christmas. So we closed for that Christmas period, which we would never normally do, and just because of the situation we're in. So that was one of the first time since I've been in role that you didn't return to work with a load of emails, because everybody in New Zealand, they've always taken that period off. But that was a really nice breather, actually, of Christmas to New Year, because it was opportunity where the inbox wasn't filling up.
I'm sure.
As I'm taking a break, yeah.
I wanted to ask you about, for the group fitness instructor now, or for the Les Mills instructor, what can they be excited for within the next 6 to 12 months? You know, a lot of group fitness instructors, Les Mills instructors, will listen to this. What is in the pipelines? I know some things, but I'm not sure what I'm allowed to talk about, so I'll let you lead and then I'll tangent off the other side.
Yeah, do we here. We can talk about whatever we like. Do you know what? And I think in my role of being a group fitness instructor, I'm just so looking forward to getting back into the studio. So that's my number one thing. You know, I know for the UK and Britain, or England, I should say, it's the 17th of May. I'm aware it's a little bit different in Scotland and Ireland. But super looking forward to just getting back into the studio and sharing group fitness with others. And I guess from a Les Mills point of view, you're going to have, hopefully, an opportunity to utilise some of the education or upskill you might have been able to use during this lockdown, and a good backlog of releases. Now, and we've got the Q2 releases coming up, which I think today there's been quite a bit of posting on social, actually, around they've been filmed outdoors again in the Fiordland of the South Islands, and really are very beautiful releases. So they'll be really great to get involved with. I think the other big thing and new thing, and I know we've talked a bit about this, Ricky, is, and we have promoted it, is the Global Summit that's happening in May. And I guess this is really exciting because it's the first time that wherever you are in the world, you will be able to tap into and get a taste or an experience of what masterclass filming is like. So they will be being streamed live and you can join in and you can watch and you can listen and you can get involved, and there'll be Q&As and there'll be loads of education as well. And it's running from the 7th to the 9th of May. So a really fantastic opportunity from the comfort of your own home to jump in and see what masterclass filming is all about. Time zones impact it, so I was just gonna say
I was just about to ask that they'll be New Zealand time, so people will be rocking in for their body pump class in their living room at about 3 a.m.
So we have put a timetable out, but it's in New Zealand time. So what we will do actually in the coming weeks, we'll put a timetable together that's really relevant for the UK market. If you're tuning in from the UK, which are the programs and which are the sessions that you are likely to want to you'll be awake for. I'm not saying because you might want to get up at 2 a.m. and do a body attack class, but you also might not.
Is it? I haven't even checked the dates. Is it at the weekend?
I think it's a Friday to a Sunday.
Oh, happy days.
Yeah. So, there'll be, a late night or two won't be too bad.
Again, I'm unsure of the restrictions. By that point, we might be allowed in each other's gardens and houses again. So you never know. Think, you know how people do the fight nights?
Yeah. Well, in England, we can get 6 people together. Excellent. Enjoy it.
What I'll do, because I know registrations for that are live now, so I'll put them in the show notes. So anyone who hasn't booked that,
brilliant,
you can do it in the show notes.
Yeah.
And that's for instructors and participants?
Just for instructors.
Just for instructors.
Yeah.
Instructors as participants, their cameras aren't on is what it meant. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. 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 So your camera won't be on, you'll be joining. And I guess the other thing to mention is, Ricky, all the education sessions will be recorded and we'll be able to utilize those in the future and share them. But the masterclasses themselves cannot be recorded. Again, we're coming back to music. So it will be something you'll need to attend live if you want to see it and feel it and hear it. Yeah.
I'm just thinking about the sheer joy of someone who maybe is doing a masterclass for the first time and it maybe has a couple of cuts and edits in it, and their 60-minute body attack class might last like an hour and a half because I have to do the same track 4 or 5 times, which people don't realize it actually does happen at times.
I think you can, no, you're right, because that does happen in filming, but I think you can be guaranteed there'll be quite a lot of rehearsal. Uh-huh. But they're creating a very cool, I did get an insight and a sneaky peek at the plans, what it's going to, they're going to be on the rooftop of the Les Mills Auckland gym, and have an incredible outdoor space as well, as well as setting the studio. So I just think visually and creatively in terms of looking at how we run group exercise, again, there's just going to be another evolution and another opportunity to evolve. So just to see what that's going to look and feel like as well is going to be exciting.
I had a really interesting question on my Instagram today, and it was about, is there a difference between teaching indoors compared to outdoors? And my response to that is yes and no. There's obvious differences because of, where you are and the sound will travel different. Mm-hmm. I just wonder, because, even in the UK, even in Scotland, in the coldest parts of winter, there were still people outside doing exercise. Like I saw a girl with picnic benches down the beach where we are, and I saw a girl in December. She had her laptop set up and she was doing like yoga or Tai Chi.
Yeah.
And like she could not have had more clothes on because it was so cold. But there, and then I see all the things that are happening in London right now of clubs that are open and they're doing outside, and they've set up group exercise outside so well. It's not the traditional, this is your tennis court, this is your car park, this is the studio speaker and an extension lead, go for it. They're actually setting it up well. So I just wonder, is that you know, will we see clubs look at doing that? Let's see people look at doing that on a full-time basis.
You know, I think it, yeah, I mean, it's a great opportunity, isn't it, to expand. Isn't it great if you could have an indoor and an outdoor schedule and maybe how they link together? And like you say, the opportunity to involve more people in the outdoor and possibly new people. So how are people that might not have ventured into the indoor studio, but actually how can you get creative with what you're offering outdoor and with the space, with the sound? So, yeah, I'd love to see it evolve in that way. So we are being more creative with group exercise, but we're also opening the door for others to come in and join too. And I don't know whether you've spoken to Tina, Ricky, you know, our friend and our colleague. She's been trialing out these headphones you put on. So you can do it in a park without, so there's no noise pollution. Everyone's got their headphones and you're hearing the instructor. So a bit like a silent disco group exercise. I just thought, what an amazing idea. And how good the sound quality would be, because then I can hear and I can like be in my space, but I'm with others. I'm just excited to find somewhere I can have a go at that.
I know, I saw a few clubs in London doing that for their products, and I saw them on social media and I didn't really ask because I thought, is this some weird COVID restriction to stop the instructor from shouting? So, and to stop people working as hard. I didn't understand what it was. So I eventually plucked up the courage and asked the instructor, why you got headphones on? And I was like, oh, it's noise pollution. I'm like, oh, that's brilliant. That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. Because even in clubs as well, you know, that are in built up areas, it's like you might have a great outdoor space, but it might be that, you know, the residents in that area just don't, you know, the noise pollution thing is a thing. So it's just great how we're getting creative and doing stuff differently and, you know, for group exercise.
And dare I say, you know, those clubs that has the group fitness studio next to the yoga studio, so you can't have, like, body pump on the same time as body bells. Stick the body pumpers with some headphones on, problem solved.
Oh, definitely.
So next one up, I was going to ask this question to you, to Lindsay, and she was like, oh, that's a brilliant question. I wish I had have asked her that. And if you were a group fitness instructor now, teaching 10 to 15 classes a week, what would you be doing right now for your business?
Do you know, Ricky, I think I'd be thinking about it like that, like a business. And I think if I go back to when I started over 20 years ago, you know, I got into the industry because I, you know, going back to physical and mental health, I was really passionate about that and wanted to share it with others. But I also so enjoyed it. You know, for me, it was a passion. I loved teaching others group exercise, but I guess I saw it as that, as being paid to teach a class. And I think the massive shift now is that mindset and thought of actually, what's the business, you know, what's my business and what do I want to achieve from my business? And that might be financial gain or it might be another purpose and a reason, but actually to really figure out why you're doing what you're doing and what you want to achieve and setting yourself some goals around that. And I think during this time, and if I was, you know, full-time or semi-full-time teaching group exercise, I definitely would have shifted and moved into the online, you know, live streaming. And I would have had to do quite a lot of self-learning because my technology knowledge is not the best. You know, I would have had to get stuck in. So the other thing I always think, and I think if I was doing that now within my plan and my, you know, my goal setting, who is it I'm going to get to help me to achieve what I want to achieve? Because actually being a group fitness instructor can sometimes feel quite lonely, you know, and remote because you're putting all of that work and thought in yourself. And actually to be great at anything, we need to find those people around us that can support and mentor and, you know, mentor us and also pull on their skills and tools. So for me, it would be really trying to set our plan for my year ahead, but absolutely being creative in the online space. What do I want to achieve? What are my goals? And then getting those people on board, you know, that I know can help and support me to achieve what I want to achieve.
Yeah. The one thing I want to pull out, you said right at the start there, which is you treat it like a business. It's not just my exercise class for the 20, 30 quid, whatever the club would decide to pay. And this is a conversation I have with fitness instructors, you know, when it comes up to pay is what are you doing for that payment? Because if you can't really answer that question, well, you probably don't deserve to be in a place of negotiation. So you need to be doing things for the club and for your business. So it's not just rocking up, plugging your phone in, teaching your body step class, your body pump class. You ought to be interacting with members, you know, interacting with the club's social pages, etc. You know, maybe doing some writing for the club, for whatever they have. And it's, you know, as we did just say there, it's be the business, be the service for their members, because that's what the club wants you to do. That's what they're contracting you to do, is serve their members. And that can be more than just go and teach your body pump class.
Definitely. And, you know, helping build the community, their community as well. And like you say, in social media. And, you know, I know, you know, for you and Lindsay, Ricky, this is what you've done so well. It's almost, what am I going to offer that's a little bit different as well? Like you say, what is it that's my USP and my super strength? And how am I going to really, you know, use that to, you know, to the benefit of my business or what I'm trying to achieve? And coming back to your point, is how do I support the club as well and just become more strongly connected with the club and a support system for them as well? Because it's a win-win, isn't it? Yeah. You know, so, you know, the club wants the success and the instructor does, but sometimes there's a little missing link there. And I think just getting stuck in with them is so key.
Something that I think is happening and needs to happen more in the fitness industry, especially after this, is the collaboration of gyms, members, providers, knowing that you're a member of other gyms, other providers, and using each other's apps. So for example, if your personal trainer is in the gym and they're training a client, they might also do a workout they've seen on Instagram, and they might be using MyFitnessPal, and they might go to the group exercise class in the gym, but they might also stream a group exercise class on the gym floor for themselves. And it's being more understanding about that and actually supporting members with that, because if we all started to do that, the most important person in all this, which is the gym member, actually gets closer to the results.
That's a really key point as well, Ricky, isn't it? It's like, you know, who are we servicing and why are we doing what we're doing? And actually the person that sits at the forefront of this is your client, your gym member, you know, who you're trying to help and support. Definitely.
Putting you on the spot, Les Mills qualification, Les Mills education. What can you share about that legally that won't get either of us into trouble?
Yeah, actually, and that was those things that to get excited about. There's a couple of others. Les Mills qualification is one. So this is going to be coming to the UK in July. When it starts to creep into what we do and how we do it. And I guess this is a new instructor journey assessment process for us, but actually what this is about is a new opportunity for instructors to build their own development pathways. So it's also about coming and teaching from your strengths and knowing what that is. And that assessment process isn't just assessment for now, it's almost an ongoing process. So there's going to be opportunities for more education. There's going to be opportunities to coach, but there's going to be opportunities to really personalize your development and what you want to achieve in your career. So a little bit, Ricky, like you're going back to, well, what would I do if, you know, if I was a group fitness instructor now for myself and teaching 10 to 15 classes? Les Mills qualification will give you an opportunity to go, right, well, what's my strength? What do I want to work on? And then I'm able to pick and choose from education, from coaching, in how I want to achieve that. And then get assessed along the way. And there's going to be 10 levels. Mm. Level one is when we certify, all the way up to level 10, which is, wow, I mean, I don't know. I said, like, Les Mills God. Les Mills instructor God. But it creates aspiration and it creates a personalized journey, because everyone's journey is so different. You know, everyone teaches differently, you know, so what I need is really different to what you might want and need, Ricky, to develop yourself in your instructor role. And that's really what it's based around.
And this is a global thing set out by Philip himself.
It is. And it's really Philip's brainchild. It's his passion. And of course, there's a team. There's a team working on it. And this evening, actually, we have a working group at the moment every week. So we teammates from the US and teammates from New Zealand. We come together and we're talking about how we're going to evolve this Lesmos qualification and get it launched to market really successfully, but how is it going to evolve and progress? So it's very much still in evolution. We haven't landed on everything that's going to be involved, but July is when we will start. You'll start to see it come in. And then, of course, instructors' choice as to how they want to use it and if they want to get involved with it.
Question, I'm trying to think what somebody listening would ask right now. Is this just a rebranded EM1, EM2?
No, it's a complete evolution of our instructor journey. You know, so what we've always had is do your training, get assessed to become certified, and then move on to, well, it was AIM, wasn't it? AIM1, AIM2, and advanced. Now, and then almost the next is, so I'd get asked all the time, Ricky, well, what's the next step? I really want to progress. So this is going to give you the opportunity to continue your development and growth as an instructor post the advanced training as well. What Les Mills will provide is a whole toolbox of content and education. And again, that there's that opportunity to be coached as well, to help you to achieve what you want to achieve and where you want to get to.
Where does that leave an existing instructor who's, you know, maybe be certified in body pump 3-4 years? Where does that leave them? What do they need to do come July?
Yeah, well, what we'd love them to be able to do is, and love them to do, is to be assessed, to be shifted across, to have a grade and a level in their key elements, because then that will enable them to go, right, this is where I'm at now. I'd like to work on my coaching and move up the level. So now I can go and access some education to help me with that, and then I can be assessed again. So it will be a case of as an instructor, it'll be, if you're already a certified instructor, it'll be your choice as to if you want to gain your level and grade. And of course, we want to encourage as many to as possible.
I just want any instructors listening right now just to pause, because when I've delivered advanced training, whether it be in AIMS and that, you'll always have the experienced instructors in the group who I know get more out of one section than that day. The other section, because they're maybe really, really skilled in technique, but they want to and need to work on their coaching. Well, now they don't have to, am I right in saying, they don't have to sit through the 2 hours of technique. They can just cherry pick what they need to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly it. It's like knowing and always being coached from your strengths, knowing what your strength is. But you're right, Ricky, you know, if my strength is in technique, you know, I'm a higher grading technique, but I'm thinking, you know what, I'd really love to work more on my performance, you know, on how I work the music and how I bring that to life. I don't want to spend 2 days, like you say, with honing my wide range of skills. I just want to hone in on performance, because that's my development area. So that then I'm going to be able to access and hone in and work on that.
When it comes to what they can work on, is the 5 key elements will be part of that, all of that? Will it be more than that?
It's all based around the 5 key elements. So they're not going to change, you know. So as all instructors know, it's our choreography, our technique, our coaching, our connection, and our performance. So all based around those 5 key elements. And that's where you can hone in. And each key element will be graded, and the grades create the levels.
What questions have you had about the grades and the levels? Because I'm racking my brains here trying to think of what would the Les Mills instructor ask about it? Like, what do they mean? What's the difference between a level 2 and a level 6 for me?
So if you look at certification, is around a level 1-2. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're getting to... If you're achieving a 6, that's a fantastic level to be at. I know everyone goes to, what are the program directors and the ambassadors that we see on the release filmings? You know, almost, well, then we'd expect them to be sitting at around an 8 and a 9. But even everyone that we see on a filming, you know, everyone's got an area of work on, and everyone wants to develop and grow. So, you know, it's almost, there's still maybe a key element that, you know, I want to spend some time working on. It's almost like 10 levels to mastery, that opportunity. So if that's something that you know, you'd like to work towards.
Yeah. We could end up in this brilliant situation where you know, you could have a trainer who has an instructor who has a higher grading than a trainer, because that instructor, for their own development, has decided just to keep going and keep going.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, Ricky, just on that, you know, I do get asked quite often, I'd love to be a presenter trainer. How do I develop? And, you know, how do I get the opportunity, and how can I showcase my skills? And I guess with the Les Mills qualification, what it's going to be really great is going to create that opportunity to, you know, say, well, you know, I'm sitting at a level 7 or 8. This is where I've been assessed. You know, so when those opportunities arrive, there's this grading system that is like, wow, yes, I'd love to see. To see what it is that you're bringing to your team.
Just want to make recruitment super easy for you and Matt Thraxton and Mark Downey. You'll just have a spreadsheet of all the 7s and 8s.
Yeah, well, certainly, I think it will really help support that. And that's that whole progression for instructors. It's going to really help support them start to see, well, if I want to achieve, if that's my goal to be on the trainer presenter team, then what level should I be aiming for? And there you go. That straight away gives you a benchmark and something to work towards. That, you know, is a step towards achieving the goal you want to achieve.
There'll be trainers' legs and ears shaking all over the world listening to this. I'm thinking about my technique already, and the last time I did a full range squat in the body pump class, it's a long time ago.
But it's, you know, it's great development for the TAP team as well, Ricky. You know, isn't it? Be come July, and once we the team get upskilled, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity for us all to be brave and put ourselves out there and see where we're sitting on the grades and the levels, and create our own development plans as an instructor, as a presenter, as a trainer. You know, what this is going to give me clear, really clear guidance around what I want to work on to be, you know, even better in my role.
What I haven't asked about this is, when it is live for instructors, how do they access this? Is it live events? Is it online? Is it a Facebook?
Yeah, well, it's going to be launched in July, so we'll start communicating it, you know, sort of, you know, a couple of months before that. It's going to be an evolution, I guess. So, you know, it will be, we almost say, okay, we'll introduce it, and there's, it's 4 programs to start with. So it's going to be body pump, body combat, body balance, and Les Mills core. And then by the end of this, we call it the financial year, which finishes in March next year, all of the programs will be up and running in this process and system. And then almost going into next year, it will be sort of full throttle ahead with the system and the process. But I mean, going back to Global Summit, they're going to be talking quite a bit about Les Mills qualification. So if you want to know more about it, that'll be a really great event to listen in. And Philip will be there talking about it, the PDs, yeah, Kylie. So should be able to get your questions in as well.
So we can sit there and we can score them Strictly style. 6, 6, 6.
Yeah.
Everyone will have similar questions to live events, whether it's small, intimate, 30-person quarterly workshops or the bigger gatherings and Les Mills Lives and all that. What is the official line on that?
Do you know what the official line is? We are kind of, we're playing it by ear, because we absolutely want to get back to live. You know, the reality is right now, we're not allowed. And also planning for going back live when we actually don't know, it's really hard to do. So right now, all of our planning is around online, and it's how can we create the best experiences in that space at the moment. You know, what we will wait for is come June, when, fingers crossed, if the announcement is that we can go back to normal and gatherings of people, then absolutely we'll be going back to how do we get live back up and running. But I guess what's exciting is how can that look different as well. So is there the opportunity to combine live events with live streaming, so again more people can access these events, small events, big events. But the official line is that, you know, watch that space. Mm-hmm. We are super passionate about live, and nothing beats that. So absolutely we'll go back to it. But I guess it's going to be great to see how that evolves coming off the back of COVID.
Yeah, when people ask me about that, or, you know, when you're doing a module and something like that comes up about, you know, because we always put up the slide about quarterly workshops and, you know, webinars, etc. When will they be available again? And I always say to people, well, okay, gyms are going to be opening within the next 1 to 2 months. How long do you think it's appropriate to then ask the gym to host an event where they're letting people they don't know come into the gym? And depending how the UK feels, that could be a month, 2 months, or it could be 6 months before that sort of thing happens again. And I always do joke and say, once you start to see concerts and comedians all happening again and filling the O2 arena and all that, I would expect group exercise to be after that rather than before that for strangers coming into gyms and stadium.
You're so right, Ricky, because it's almost, you've got to think, well, what's the facility's priority? It's their members. It's getting their members back in and feeling safe and fitting the club again. You know, like you say, hosting an event or training will not be at the top of their priority. And we very much have to respect that, you know. And, you know, part of Les Mills' role is to really support clubs back in to have really successful businesses, because that in turn is going to support instructors and get that back teaching. So there is that priority thing in terms of, you know, what's the focus? What's the focus of the club and the members? And then of course, you know, we'll be working closely with them. But like you say, when it's relevant and a good time and everyone's going to feel safe as well to do it and really enjoy it.
We'll finish off the couple of questions. It's your instructor question. A lot of instructors are going to listen to this. I know it's going to be in our weekly email as well. Monthly email, weekly email. What is your message to instructors right now?
I think my message to instructors is to, and it goes back to what I said in the beginning, okay, be focusing on what you can do. And enjoying the journey. I think we're always looking ahead all the time at what I want to achieve and where I want to be. But actually, the here and the now, what you're doing right now to really fulfill you in your instructor role, or to make you the best that you can be in that role, and preparing for when you can do what you love. I guess that would be my message. And to just be kind to yourself. You know, I just think we don't do that enough. We put so much pressure on ourselves to be amazing. It's like, what's going to be the reason the members are going to come back to you is because they just want to share that music, that movement, that energy with you. It's like, do they care if you're perfect? They want that experience again and they want to have fun. So it's like, you know, just go with it a bit. Prepare, but don't be too prepared.
That's it.
Yeah.
I know you said instructors, they'll all have this brilliant backlog worth of releases over the last year that they can go and teach. I said, that's fine, but go and teach your favorites. You know, if you're a combat instructor, get Pirates of the Caribbean out. You know, just put a smile on people's faces, because they're going to be equally as excited, apprehensive to be in that studio as you are. So just enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. Oh god, my laptop keeps dinging. Apologies
if you're listening. Teams.
I thought I'd turn the notifications off. Got a bit of musical accompaniment.
I've got our fun stock questions, which I always finish the podcast with. So it's any good books, podcasts, audiobooks, documentaries that you've watched, listened to lately?
Yeah, I've been quite intentional trying to read a little bit more, and I've actually got a book right next to me on my desk that I'm reading at the moment. I'll hold it up. Actually, it doesn't matter because they're not seeing us, are they, Ricky? It's called, so this is one more around. So this is called The Advice Trap. Be humble, stay curious, and change the way you lead forever. But this is really about, you know, coaching more. What I always think, what we're great at, whether we're human beings, well, we're all human beings, but just in all of those roles I talked about earlier that really important to me, or even in your profession, we're brilliant at giving advice. And actually, there's so much space to be more curious. And, you know, coaching, we're talking so much around coaching. But, you know, how can we sit in that role, in that listening space, be curious? And learn from others as well. And this book by, he's called Michael Bungay Stanier. He is an expert in coaching. He's amazing, but it's such an easy, simple read. And there's some really nice things to take out. So that's just me challenging myself to listen more and not jump to the advice and the solution for anyone and everyone.
Yeah, we're all so quick to do that. That's what I find with coaching. You're quick. I know what's wrong. I can fix it. Here it is.
Yeah.
When that's not necessarily the best thing to do at any time.
Yeah. And I guess we all have such different experiences. Whatever's going on in our life is like, you know, the solution that I might come to might be really different to yours. But yeah, it's good. It's just, giving me some tips and tricks.
I love seeing people squirm with this next question. Best item you have bought this year for £100 or less?
Well, do you know what? The thing is, I've not spent much money over the last year because there's been nothing to spend money on. I think that when you had Clive on, he said this, but I was trying to back. One of the things that I've most used is my subscriptions to streaming, whether it's Netflix or Amazon. You know, I've probably utilized that the most. But actually, one of the things I have done, if you're looking at that, is, and it's not an item, but I've spent some money on coaching sessions for me. So spending some time with, you know, talking about getting someone to help and support. And that's been really great for me. We're looking at how are you learning and developing yourself. That's probably been one of the best things I've done through COVID. It's not an item, I guess, but it's a,
Was it under £100?
You can spread the cost out, Ricky.
Okay, Mark may or may not listen to this. Sorry, I've absolutely loved having you on. Really appreciate your time. What's next for you today?
I'm going into a meeting at 3:00, and it's all around our quarterly workshops and webinars. And then I haven't done any exercise today because my routine this morning was different, getting my daughter off to school. So then I'm going to do some working out before I do some later meetings this evening.
Okay. So thank you so much for coming on. I've really, really enjoyed the content and conversation.
Thanks, Ricky. It's great to chat. See you soon.
You're listening to the Ricky Long Podcast, where international fitness entrepreneur Ricky Long answers your questions and interviews fitness leaders on training, nutrition, and mindset. Be sure to leave a review on iTunes.